what you were saying about your daughter feeling that now she can keep hitting, and as long as she says she's angry. We've mm-hmm. got to really get in there to what must be going on in their heads. And I find that so many parents are afraid of going there because we're afraid of putting ideas in their heads. We're afraid of putting words in their mouths. We're afraid that if I say, I bet you wish you could pull her arms and legs off, that's going to mean she's
going to do it.
Or maybe she's not going to do it, but that it's okay to do it.
Right.
But that's not what you're saying. You're saying this is how we sometimes feel. And
right,
but then
the caveat, see, this is where, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but once you go there with them, and particularly if it's in one of these more intense times when you're saying, I'll bet you wish you really want to just, you know, punch her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the secondary clause to that is, but that's not what we do.
Right. I know.
So
I know.
I don't mean to come back to it, but I sort of feel like that it's, I get scared to just leave her in that territory.
Do you think she doesn't know? Do you think she doesn't know that it's not okay to hit?
No, I think, yeah, okay.
She knows it's
right.
not okay to hit. And your modeling, how you conduct your life,
right.
is the strongest lesson your kids will ever have. You know that. So you don't go around hitting people. And she has certainly gotten the message loud and clear that it's not okay to hit.
Right.
So you don't have to go there. You are going to make progress with her if you can validate what she must be feeling without
anything. And then you let her sit with that. I can
anything
see, it's
else.
Like it's not almost.
And
it's
you
not
sit with that, too.
Right. But I mean, like, leaving her in that place feels precarious. It's almost when you say, but we don't do that in this family. It feels almost like I'm leaving her at sea with these really intense emotions. And you know, that secondary clause makes me feel, at least. And
well, then you want
to get it. Makes me feel like I'm helping her understand or bring her back to a secure place, you know what I mean?
But that's when you want to help her get the feelings out.
Right.
So she's got those intense feelings, now you're going to give her an outlet.
Right.
And you're going to distract her away from her sister. So, see, what we typically want to do is stop that energy.
Right.
That energy to hit, that energy to scream, that energy to throw. We want to stop that up. And what we need to do is rechannel it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're acknowledging the energy. We're saying the energy is perfectly okay and perfectly understandable.
But
now let's find another way to do it. So if the pillow doesn't do it, jump up and down on the couch or kick the couch or get out Play-Doh or clay. And have that be her sister and squish it and squish it. Get out paper and crayons or markers and say, show me how you feel. So you're kind of getting in there with her, you know. Show me with colors. What colors are going on in your head right now? And let her just scribble and scribble. Or show me who you're mad at. And then have her ask her to rip up that paper in as many pieces as she can possibly rip. And by the time she's finished with that, it's going to be diffused.
Right. So the hope is that eventually she will be able to reach into her own bag of tricks and go there as opposed
to... Absolutely.